Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As we launch here into hour number three of the program, you can bring up whatever you want. And we have some special guests here in the studio with us tonight. Mark's here. He's kind of having a coughing attack, though, so he'll be on and off. We do have Pete and Jason with us. Pete Ayer, Jason Talley, the former Crashers-in-Chief of BureauCrash Now, the agents in charge of freeagents.com and .net. That's free with threes instead of E's. FR33agents.com and .net. Also just launched a brand new blog over at motorhomediaries.com, which will be following them. They will be following themselves. The blog will be following them as they travel around the country in a RV and search for more freedom. Of course, they end up, I think they know where they're going to find it. They're going to come back here to New Hampshire eventually, but in the meantime, they're going to be driving around meeting people like you, maybe, as they go from place to place and hang out with all kinds of liberty-minded people all across the country, spread the ideas about the Free State Project to those people that haven't heard about it yet, and to those who have, encourage them to make a move sooner rather than later. And, of course, also talk about other great liberty-oriented organizations. In fact, the RV is even going to be wrapped in that professional kind of bus-style printing that you've seen on the side of city buses. It's going to look really sharp, from what I understand. And where are you guys having that done, by the way? It hasn't happened yet. Where are you planning on having that graphic work done?
We're still shopping it out, and we're trying to find sponsors for that. But the one way or another, it's going to happen. That's and I just wanted to say, yeah, we're trying to borrow a phrase from our esteemed president, and we consider ourselves community organizers. But
who's your president?
I don't have a president.
The
president. Some people have a president. But, I don't believe in voting or paying taxes. Community organizing is what we want to do for freedom. We think now is the time.
Awesome. I want to get back to more of MotorhomeDiaries.com and the video cameras that you guys have and are planning to utilize on your trip. But let's continue with phone calls here. Since this is Free Talk Live, and talk to Jesse in New Hampshire. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Ian, Jay, Pete, Mark. I'm just actually calling to make a larger, bigger announcement because I know I was thinking about just keeping my idea local that I shared with you yesterday, but I figured everybody else out there, I want them to hear what's happening on the smaller scale here in Keene and what people are doing. I don't know if you discussed it on the show, and I'm going to kind of fill them in, but last week the city of Keene threw $5,000 that was stolen from taxpayers at a organization, I don't even know what they're calling themselves, that is going to try and do a feasibility study for a co-op in the city of Keene.
Right.
Now, you know, co-op's a great idea, and, you know, all that jazz, fine with it, except for, Jesus Christ, they just stole, you know, $5,000 from a bunch of people and are throwing it at this program that they
didn't even
know
if it was such a great idea. Why couldn't they find the funding on their own? Why did they have to go to the city and essentially steal it from people? I mean, they might have been able to find the funding had they wanted to spend the time and effort doing that instead of spending the time and effort lobbying the city to use stolen funds to support their business.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like they're trying to do a study to see if it would work out, and yet they're also saying it would be great for the community, everybody wants it. So then why do you need to take $5,000 from the city? It doesn't add up.
But, and I'd also question whether the farmers at the farmers market are really interested in this co-op because, well, essentially people go there to get organic foods at the farmers market, you know, locally grown organic foods at the farmers market. Well, this is going to take the money out of those people's mouths in order to, you know, support this co-op that is being funded by the city. Now, I don't feel terribly, terribly bad because it's my understanding that the farmers market is taking money too, so...
So this kind of stuff goes on in cities all across the country. What are you calling tonight about, Jesse, to say it's going to be different here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say is going to be different about that. I have no idea how that the city is going to resolve that issue it's created for itself. But I, on the other hand, have decided to step up and utilize my time and my labor and with my bare hands and farming implements, handheld farming implements, nothing mechanical, to till the land on Central Square and work it and make a garden there this upcoming weekend.
Oh, dear God.
It will be open to the public. Anybody can come to it. I'm not monopolizing and claiming exclusive right to it. and it's for the community. And if anybody wants to donate to help me defray the cost of my labor, you're more than welcome to. But it's there for everybody.
So let me see if I've got, let me see if I've got this one straight. Now, Mark, you've got to agree this is better than, in your opinion, than the flag burn, right?
It's better than that.
Okay. It's because Jesse is the same guy that earlier this or late last year burned the U.S., the U.N., and the New Hampshire.
I'll let you know in a few minutes what I think. I'm still in shock.
I think it's great because so what you're pointing out here, Jesse, is that these busybodies came in, they had the city steal money from people and handed over them to run a feasibility study, which is just a study. As to whether or not they can even start their own business. And you're saying, well, I'm just going to go and do this. I'm going to start my own garden. It's going to be a community garden, and it's going to be on public property because you're going to a local, essentially a local park, which is right in the center of town, literally right out in front of City Hall. And yep. You're going to be tilling the land, and that's coming up, what, within the next week, you said?
Yeah, this is going to be this weekend, if it's not raining out. You know, I've got no desire to work out in the rain and, you know, get sick. But as my old, you know, if that happens, I think as the soonest day after that where it's sunny out and I can, you know, work myself into a frenzy, I will be out there. So if it doesn't happen this weekend because of the weather, I mean, this is mostly weather permitting. And that's the only thing that's really stopping me.
So how much are you wanting to promote this in advance? I mean, obviously you're talking about it on this show. There's a chance that Keene Police Department are listening. But, I mean, are you interested in putting it up on freekeene.com as a blog entry that you're planning to do this? How much advance notice do you want to give the bureaucrats on this, or do you just want to show up?
I just made a post about 10 minutes ago, and
okay.
I announced it. And it's really not that much advance because I'm planning on doing it within the week, and I'm trying to keep it. I feel I have to do that to kind of keep it in context of what's going on. Like this money that this, I don't know what the hell you want to call it, a grant or whatever, but it happened last week. And, you know, some people are, you know, they're quick to forget these things. They're quick
yes.
to forget that, you know, the city government and the governments in general do stupid things. So I feel the faster I get out there and the faster I point out that they didn't need to do that in the first place, the more of an impact it will have. So,
Jesse, will you do me a favor and make a sign and put it out next to the garden that says the new Keene Co-op?
Oh, sure, yeah, I can definitely do that. I was going to put signs up anyways, you know, just saying, you know, community garden, donate if you want, you know, expecting a couple weeks, you know, to have tomatoes and basil. And, you know, like, I'm just going to start small, and I'm going to take it very seriously. I'm going to try and make a garden out there.
Why not? I mean, there's just, you know, grass otherwise in certain areas. You might as well turn that into something usable.
Nothing as beautiful as a corn plant, right, Jesse?
I think it's a great entrepreneurial idea, and it's like, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier in the show, that the activists that are coming up here to New Hampshire, not all of them, but a lot of them are the instigators, the people that are coming up with the ideas, the people that are getting out there and doing things, and you're one of them, and certainly controversial ones, but nonetheless, I mean, it's controversial. Some of the things Jesse has done in the past have been controversial amongst even the Free Staters. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing because it gets conversation started, it gets people talking, and I think it's pretty cool. And so you say you've already posted over at freekeene.com?
I have.
All right, great. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I'm just, other than that, I'm glad Pete and Jay are up here, and I'm, you know, these guys, they're great. I can't say what I really want to say on the radio, but, you know, they, I'm, and you know, welcome guys, to the, all the other new movers who've come up in the last month alone. I think we've got what, like six new movers within the last, month or so. Welcome. And, you know, I look forward to seeing other people coming up. So,
great. In fact, on that note, I should mention that I've worked up a brand new, 111 plus reasons to move to Keene, and it's available at move.freekeene.com. It really focuses now more on the activism that's happening here. The old reasons, it was like 108 reasons to move to Keene that came out a year ago, really is focused more on the aspects of Keene. But now, since there's so much happening here on a weekly basis now, you can go to calendar.freekeene.com and, you know, go back 6 months and compare 6 months to today, and you'll see the tremendous difference between activism. It'll be really great seeing it in a year. Jesse, thanks for the call tonight. So if you want to see those reasons to move to Keene, go to move.freekeene.com. If you can't make it to Keene, come up to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. There's a whole big state here, and there's a lot of neat places to live. It's not just Keene. There's a lot here in New Hampshire and a lot of great activism here as well. 800-259-9231. More with Pete and Jason and your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute. This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. Mr. Bernanke at the Fed knows all about Weimar, Argentina, and other Latin experiments that were disasters, all similar to what we see in America today. Trying to overcome deflation with inflation is like shoveling sand against the tide. More and more holders of U.S. Treasuries and new buyers are walking away, just like they were walking away from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Congressional Budget Office revised the 2009 budget deficit up to $1.8 trillion. That means we could be looking at $2.5 trillion. The Fed's Mr. Bernanke said he's trying to counter widening credit spreads that are blunting efforts to pump cash into the economy. Leon Black, founder of the private equity group Apollo, says a black hole in the U.S. commercial property market is set to go off.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call to...
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
You have no right.
You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. Those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's free, of course. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Wiki, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. We are talking to some special guests who have been in the studio with us all night long, very graciously spending their time with us tonight to promote what they're doing, which is really exciting. MotorhomeDiaries.com is the website. It's Pete Ayer and Jason Talley, the former Crashers-in-Chief of Bureaucrash, are going to be touring around the country in an RV wrapped with all kinds of great pro-liberty ads like the Free State Project. They're going to be promoting Free Talk Live, which is awesome, and, of course, promoting the ideas of freedom and going around meeting people like you, maybe. They could be coming to a town near you. Maybe get in touch with them if you haven't yet, and tune into their blog over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. So they're just sitting in here on the third mic, chiming in whenever they feel like it. We're going to keep taking your phone calls. Come back. Still want to talk more about Motorhome Diaries and what your plans are as far as being recording the experience. But let's go and talk first to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make a quick audiobook recommendation for everybody who's downloaded the one you guys created or
that's The Market for Liberty, which is by Morrison Linda Tannehill. It's available free in audiobook and PDF form at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. So you have an extra recommendation. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, in a search for extra liberty-oriented content, I did a search on iTunes for libertarian, and I found Murray Rothbard's For a New Liberty, The Libertarian Manifesto. I guess it's put out by the Mises Institute or org or whatever.
I believe Mises has a fairly extensive audiobook collection. It's my understanding, at least.
Well, yeah, I just found this one on iTunes, and I just wanted to say, if you guys like the Market for Liberty, oh my gosh, this Rothbard stuff is absolutely amazing, fantastic. If you want to hear somebody pummel the case for using force just into the dirt beyond recognition, I mean, Rothbard, genius. I just wanted to give that recommendation. If
I totally agree.
Go to iTunes and search for Rothbard.
Oh. Yeah, I totally agree. Rothbard is the man. He's been one of my great inspirations. I almost just got a tattoo with one of his quotes. But, yeah, Rothbard's great, man. So but thanks for bringing him up on the show.
You're going to look like a Liberty pamphlet here shortly.
I think Pete should get a tattoo of Murray Rothbard wearing his bow tie.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation, Robert. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Of course, Pete and Jason will be driving around the country for an entire year, so probably going to have a lot of time to listen to some audiobooks and read some books. And I mean, you guys are well-educated, well-versed already. I can't imagine what it is you haven't read at this point, but I'm sure there's something out there, and I'm sure many of the emailers will have some ideas for you. But we continue here, and hold on a second, Mark.
There's 2 hours of content, Free Talk Live, on 6 days a week.
That's right. And you can get that at freetalklive.com. We go to Ed in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Jason and Pete.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Ed?
I think what we need to do is get some gremlins in the banking industry.
What do you mean?
I think, well, next Wednesday is income tax day, right?
Oh, is it? I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to encourage everybody in the United States that is on the verge of filing for bankruptcy, if they want to make a statement, this coming Monday through this coming Friday, everybody should refuse to pay their minimum payment for their credit card fees. It'll throw the banking industry on its ass.
How is that going to throw anybody on its ass?
Well, a lot of money that the credit card companies get from their minimum payments is actually what feeds the stock market on that end. And if they lose a lot of positive cash flow on a daily basis, it's going to mess up things in the banking.
Right, but didn't you agree to pay your credit card company back? I mean, you're taking a loan, so essentially you're advocating stealing from your credit card companies. Is that right?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm kind of offering a suggestion to everybody out there that is possibly in need of filing for bankruptcy. You're already in a precursor.
Yeah, you're talking about squelching on your debts, and that's essentially stealing from other people, and then it's going to make the rates for people that are good with their credit go up. I mean, I don't see how that's moral.
Well, what I was just trying to say is if you make a statement to the banking industry that people aren't going to be pushed over because CEOs are getting bonuses.
They're not the real enemy. I would focus my energies on the government. I mean, if you really want to make a stand, stop paying your taxes, and then the governments have less money to do these bailouts and all these other shenanigans. I think you're focusing on the wrong target.
Well, what I'm saying is the banks are the Federal Reserve. It's not the federal government. I mean, if you take all the toys away from the bankers, they can't function. I'm suggesting economic suicide for the individual, but if you're filing for bankruptcy, you're out of the game anyway.
If you're taking people that are going to file bankruptcy anyway, all you're doing is moving forward their bankruptcy by one month, right, is what your proposal is. So how is that going to be effective? I mean, they're going to file bankruptcy anyway, and so if the banks are going to come crashing down, they'll come crashing down anyway.
Well, what I'm saying is if everybody could just starve the industry for one calendar week, it would make a statement.
Let's starve the government and make that statement. I think that's the important one.
Well, the thing is, the government regulates what credit card companies can do. I mean, you think of it, if you don't behave and pay your credit cards on time, they basically ruin your reputation by screwing with your credit score.
Yeah, but just to echo what Jason was saying, I mean, it's a contract between you and an organization you voluntarily entered into.
Well, what I'm saying is the credit card companies are the same entities as the banks. You know, they're just a backdoor entity for borrowing money. You could go to a bank and borrow money to buy a car.
Or you could go to your friend or a family member. You don't have to go to a credit card company or a bank if you don't want to. I mean, if you don't trust in those institutions, you know, it's a voluntary interaction. So don't deal with them.
Are you getting it, Ed? I'm just curious because I'm completely with Pete and Jason here, but I think I understand where you're coming from. Let me see if I can lay it out, and tell me if I'm right or wrong here. Are you saying that because the fiat money system is fake in the first place and that it's all just, you know, fake funny money in the first place, that it doesn't necessarily matter if you renege on your agreement to pay the credit card payments?
Well, look at it this way. Fiat money is worth half its value on the street. If you look at, go to a gas station, you buy $10 worth of gas, you're actually buying $5 worth of gas. You're not really buying gas by the gallon, you're buying it by the quart. So,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is
it's not real money in the first place, but all that said, you did make an agreement to pay your bills on time, and you're saying that you should shirk that. Thank you for the call.
Gallons were fiat volume measurements set up by the government.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL.
I'm not buying gallons of milk.
SACL CAI toll free line. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Also joining us in the studio tonight, Jason and Pete, both the former Crashers in Chief of Bureaucrash, now moving on and moving up to a really exciting activism opportunity. MotorhomeDiaries.com is their new website. They're going to be traveling around the country, starting here in Keene, New Hampshire, eventually finishing in Keene, New Hampshire, but in the meantime going all over the place and meeting up with great liberty-minded people all around the country and doing cool things. And they'll be all blogging and video blogging over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. Want to get back into that, but let's just talk a little bit more about what Ed was calling about a few moments ago from Pennsylvania. He was talking about, he came up with this idea of a same-day protest where everybody who is going to be filing bankruptcy withhold on their payments for an extra week on the credit card bills that they have. And it sounded like he only wanted people that were filing bankruptcy to do this, or did you get the impression that he wanted everybody who had a credit card to do this because it would apparently take money out of the bank's pockets or something like
his,
that?
His recommendation was for people that were, the many people out there that were considering filing bankruptcy.
Because if they did that, it would somehow harm the stock market and somehow harm the banks or something?
I'm not one to shoot holes. Yes, I am. I love shooting holes in people's activism. I think, it's my opinion, that any activism that starts with, hey, let's everybody do this on the same day, that it's probably ineffectual. Ineffectual. That's what I'm going to say. Like, it's not going to do anything.
Right. If you think you're going to stick it to the banks by withholding a payment for a week, I just don't think that's going to do anything.
Federal Reserve is obviously ready to print up some more money for them.
Right, they can print more money, and it's a drop in the bucket. I mean, do you understand how much money these people are talking about? If you're talking about a minimum payment that's $200 a month or whatever the minimum payment is, times a whole bunch of people, even if you did successfully manage to get a whole bunch of people to withhold that, I mean, this is chump change for them. These are banks.
They'll make even more money because of their late fees, so I don't see how it'll work.
And it kind of came back to this old point, and we just started to touch on it toward the end of his call, that people the redemption people will make out there, this conspiracy theory that says that, well, because the money is fake, you can just have these debts wiped away, and you just, you know, utter these magic terms, sign us accepted for value on things, and then all of your bills will go away. It's this crazy, this insane game that people advocate on the internet, which is only going to bring trouble to you if you start trying these techniques. It's only going to bring the attention of the federal government to you if you do this stuff. But one of the points that they make is, well, the fiat money system is bunk. So these banks are creating money from thin air when they're lending it to you, and because they have this magical privilege, then you should be able to screw them over or whatever. And I think to some extent they may have a point there, but all that said, I like honoring my agreements. Even if my agreement is to play with fake funny money, I've agreed to pay X amount of fake funny money back when I spend the fake funny money, and so I wouldn't feel right about myself. So like you said, Jason, it's just not moral, even though what they're doing is not moral and that they're scamming everybody. I don't think that you fix that problem by delving into that immorality yourself. Any comments?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. The real focus needs to be the federal government. And on April 15th, if you don't like what the government does, if you don't like them stealing your money and then spending on things that you totally disagree with, just don't write that check. Just don't send government more money to do bad things with.
Yeah, and you probably shouldn't send them any paperwork at all, in my opinion. I don't agree with the approach that says, well, write them up something telling them how you feel and let them know that you're no longer paying taxes. I don't know if you want to do that.
The more we ignore the state, the better.
Yeah, just ignore, don't pay, and keep the money for yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna plug a resource called Herbert Spencer's essay, The Right to Ignore the State, that I think is very good. So kind of
Herbert Spencer, The Right to Ignore the State. I haven't seen that one. I'll have to check that out. So we continue here. If you make the call, you can talk to Jason and Pete. In the meantime, we go back to talking about MotorhomeDiaries.com. It's a website. It's online. It's been online for a couple weeks. It's going to be following. You guys are going to be posting from all across the country as you drive around in your RV that you purchased recently. And people can help you out. They can go to MotorhomeDiaries.com. They can help by just watching and following what you're doing, maybe sending emails to invite them to stuff. If you know something's going on that they might want to come out to, let them know about it. Give them some advance notice so they have time to plan and see if they can make it out your way, because they've already got some plans, and I'm sure they're looking to fill in some gaps as well. So get in touch with these guys. You mentioned to me during one of the breaks that and there's an HD video camera sitting in here or whatever. Maybe it's a hard drive. I see HD on it. Anyway, you've got a video camera sitting in here. You've got an iPhone with a video camera on it, so I know you've got at least two cameras with you. What are your plans as far as having cameras at the ready? Because you mentioned that you're probably going to get pulled over. Your RV, not a bus, but your RV is going to be wrapped in graphics. It's going to be very noticeable as you're going down the road. And who knows, maybe the statists will be targeting you for whatever reason. But what are your plans as far as having cameras, not just to record the activism and the events that you go and do, but also to protect yourself from the statists out there?
Yeah, in addition to the technology mentioned, we have a little spy cam that's about the size of a thumb drive that we picked up. But we're a little lean in the technology sector right now. Not being with Bureaucrash anymore, you know, means that we didn't have access to a couple of cameras that I would have had and things like that. But we're going to we've talked with some folks that have knowledge in this area, and they've given us some suggestions. And if anyone out there listening has ideas on what we could pick up for cameras, we're going to do that as well, but we hope to have some position, you know, on the driver and looking out the window. So if and when we do get stopped, that's going to be recorded, and we want to have it streaming live using Quick, like Ridley Report does.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that the best weapon an activist has against the police state is a video camera. And so I know Pete always carries a video camera with him. I try to. And so if you ever see cops doing illegal things, whether it's as minor as parking illegally or it could be major, you should always be on the ready, because cops, if you put a camera between you and cops, they have to act professionally. They know that video is going to go up on YouTube.
Right, and this gives the opportunity for police that do act professionally to, show that they're doing such a thing, and it holds the ones that aren't accountable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Pete has had some recent experience in recording the police. It was one of the things that happened to you most recently before you left Washington, D.C. You had an encounter, and what's the best place people go they can see this video? I know it was at the Beer Crash blog. I don't know where else you posted it. What's the best way to get to that video?
Yeah, I guess I would say to go to youtube.com/bureaucrash, and all the videos are up there. But the incident Ian's referring to, basically, I was walking home from work. I saw I was looking forward to a nice, relaxing weekend for once, and saw a police vehicle parked in no parking zone. You know, it's kind of minor, but, if you give them an inch, they'll take a foot. So, mm-hmm. So basically, I called the non-emergency number, got it on video, and I was open carrying at the time, and basically got the responding officer to admit on camera that he would have ticketed a civilian's vehicle if that were parked in the same situation. So, I thought, oh, this
but is he wouldn't. He actually said on camera that he wasn't going to
ticket. And I said, so you're not going to ticket him? And he said, because I'm not. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I thought that was good. I had a nice little video and I was done. But then as I walked home and the responding officer took off, the other cop moved the car. I looked back and realized the cop was following me on foot. I mean, he was dressed in plain clothes, but I walked north. And then, I didn't want to go directly home, so I just stopped and waited and had like an 8-minute conversation with him. And he was trying to...
He was a slime bag.
Oh, yeah. And ended up, after our conversation, walked south and east, and he followed me there as well.
Yeah, and he was pretending like, I'm just out for a walk, too. And he just happens to follow you in this zigzag direction.
Right.
So you've had experience confronting, if you will, the police on video camera.
Right.
And it's not easy.
Right, definitely. You can tell, even during that encounter, the video camera shakes a little bit. I mean, mm-hmm. every time I do have a contact with someone who has this claim of authority over you, you get a little bit better. You get a little bit better wording things and concise, and just got to stick to your guns and don't give them information.
Ask questions.
Like that. That's right. Be direct.
If you're asking the questions, you're not losing the conversation.
Right.
And so if they mess with you, or when they mess with you on the motor, when you're driving around the country, they're not going to know what they're getting into, and it's going to be a real shock when all of a sudden 3 video cameras come out and you're being broadcast live on the internet, officer. It's going to be very interesting. So motorhomediaries.com, 800-259-9231. One segment remains. If you want to get a call in here, you're welcome to. Bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 protein, superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Features on the site, free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy in life, they probably sell it, and they might even sell it used, because you can buy used items through Amazon. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good, because not only are you getting the products that you want, the brands that you trust at the prices you're looking for, and maybe even free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items, you're also helping Free Talk Live at the same time. When you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we're here with Pete and Jason from motorhomediaries.com. They are traveling, or about to begin their travels around the country, starting in D.C., came up here to Keene over the weekend, arrived here yesterday, came out this morning to an incredibly well-attended FIJA protest, or not protest, but a FIJA outreach event, and it's been a big splash that you guys have made here so far. I know the activists around town are really excited, and I think people across the state are excited to have you guys coming here, because, again, you're doers, and of course you know that one of the reasons you're coming here in the first place is because of all of the doers that are already here, that are already here laying the groundwork, creating new liberty organizations that have never existed before, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, great liberty media that just is nowhere else. This is the hub, if you will. New Hampshire is the hub, Keene specifically the hub of great liberty media. You guys are on Free Talk Live tonight. This week you're going to be on Free Minds TV. You should talk to Dennis Goddard if you haven't yet. He does New Hampshire Capital Access up in Concord. He'll probably have you on his show. So there's all kinds of great opportunities. Our friend Gardner Goldsmith, there's just so much going on up here. You have chosen to move out of D.C. and move up to Keene eventually. You're going to drive around the country for a year first and talk about liberty with a whole bunch of people in the meantime. But let's talk about getting out of D.C. here, because as I was saying, and I think I said it during the break, I don't know if I got to it on the air, but I wanted to, because somebody had said to me, wow, I'm really glad those guys finally made it out of D.C. because somebody was worried about you. He was concerned because he used to live there and he knows what it's like there. I fortunately have only gone there a couple times to visit, so I've only heard the stories about what it's like to live in D.C. But he was saying that, you know, they try to suck you into this vortex of, you know, lobbyists and schmoozing and acting like you're really important to your face, but then stabbing you in the back and, you know, sucking you in and telling you that this is where change happens when nothing in the way of pro-freedom change is actually occurring, but getting you to just stay there and spin your wheels for the rest of your life trying to make something happen in Washington, D.C. How did you get out? I mean, was there a temptation there for you to stay and, like, make a whole lot of money being a lobbyist and talking or something like that? Or what was it? What's it like being in D.C.? When did you decide to finally leave? How did you get out? Tell me, was he right to be concerned for you?
It was like a Kurt Russell movie, Escape from D.C. you know, there are a lot of perverse incentives with the think tanks. I mean, a lot of them are good and pure, but I know I've experiences with some. I mean, you know, it's a lot of it is pay for play. I mean, I hate to say, and it perverts the activism that I know I want to do.
Pay for play, perverting activism. What do you mean by that? Without naming names, what?
Well, I mean, if you get money from industry groups, I mean, they want you to push a specific agenda. I mean, that's business for you.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And so I never wanted to push specific things. I want to push things because they're hot and we can, mint new libertarians and, turn people off to government, but not because we're getting funding. I mean, funding is important, but Pete and I are running a bare-bone shop with free agents, and, we want to do activism because it's the right thing. We want the market to speak. If people like the activism that we're doing, then, like you did, Ian, I mean, hopefully, maybe give us some money for gas or...
Which you can do at motorhomediaries.com.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, do that. Maybe let us park in your yard. Maybe let us hook up your electricity or, just suggest events. That's the kind of activism we want to do. We want to keep it, we want to be in control. We want the activists to be in control. Give them the tools to do so.
Yeah, and for me, leaving D.C., I mean, it was – I loved – the opportunities I had in D.C. were great. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be an intern at Cato, and then I was a Koch Fellow and employed through the Institute for Humane Studies, and then later at Bureaucrash. So, you know, I had great opportunity to deepen my knowledge and grasp on, like, the ideas of freedom and become a better communicator of them, and also to meet a lot of freedom-oriented folks through all these networks and stuff, and especially the people here in New Hampshire. I actually first heard of the Free State Project when Jason Sorens came and talked to me, our class of Koch Fellows in 2005, mm-hmm. and, and that summer I was up here at the Pork Fest, and, you know, I knew I would get up here eventually, but I felt at the time that I was just developing the networks and learning a lot and bettering myself to become a better force multiplier for liberty when I did come to New Hampshire. So now we're here, and we're gonna take it to the streets. And so I'm looking forward to this.
It's awesome. It's very cool. So, and it's so exciting. And I hope that the people that are still in D.C. and still stuck in the rest of the statist world will start to pay more and more attention to what's happening here in New Hampshire. Because I think it's easy for people to brush this movement off and to say, well, you know, free state. What free state? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, that's never going to work. I mean, we had some guy email the show last week. Oh, come on. This is never going to work. Well, if you think this isn't going to work, you just haven't been paying attention. I mean, you don't believe that liberty can work. If you don't think the Free State Project is going to work, why do you even believe in liberty? What do you think, you have a chance with your five guys, the local libertarian meeting like it was down in Sarasota, Florida, huge market, 300,000 people living in the area, but only five people turn out at a meeting, whereas here we just have a social meeting where 30 people show up on, you know, any given Sunday? I mean, that's right now at this stage in the game with only 700 people in state as part of the Free State Project. This program, this whole idea is right in its genesis, is right in the very beginning stages. And for somebody to just poo-poo that just says to me they're not paying attention. They don't know what's happening, which is why having you guys out on the road for an entire year is going to be great, because you're going to really bring it and hammer it home to those people out there that might be sitting on the fence, that might have been saying, well, free state, I don't know. And it sounds nice, but pie in the sky, come on, it's never going to happen. It is happening. People are we're here now, and more people are moving. I mean, we're just getting into springtime. It's warming up. People are getting ready to move now. People have been coming even during the winter this year. It was slow in the last few years during the winter times. It was incredibly busy as far as movers this time out. I think we're going to have an incredible year for movers in 2009. I think it's going to be even better in 2010, and partially because you guys are going around the country, and hopefully that'll help people understand that this is a movement to be taken seriously, that the Free State Project is an idea whose time has come, and the reality is that if you stay where you are, you're going to watch your favorite activist friends leave, because that's what's happening. The best activists are going to key in on what's happening here in New Hampshire. They're going to get word of it through the various different media that's out there, through MotorhomeDiaries.com, through free agents. They're going to get this word, and they're going to say, wow, okay, it's quite crystal clear now. These guys, there's a level of activism that has never been attained anywhere else in the history of this movement, and I thank you guys for being a part of it.
Well, thanks for leading the way, and we need to look around, and we need to understand what we've done in the past has not worked, and so we need to try new things, we need to experiment, and if something hasn't worked in the past, discard it.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231.
You know, one analogy I like to make with the Free State Project, and it's not a perfect analogy, right, but My son Jack, yeah, I've been able to watch him for the last year, and you know he's a little over a year now, and I can see like little steps towards walking. Well, somebody can say that, oh, look at that kid crawling around there. He's never going to be an Olympic athlete. Mm. Well, okay. I mean, like looking at him now, yeah, he's not walking yet, but I believe he will. Now, the analogy kind of falls apart because lots of human beings have walked. Very few free states have been made, but it's in its infancy, and to expect that, well, we're going to just get Ron Paul elected to the President of the United States because of the Free State Project here, or that suddenly we're going to be up turning back the ship of state because 700 people have moved to the state. No, it's a liberty in your lifetime, not liberty tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You want liberty tomorrow? Buy a sailboat. Go out there. You'll be free on the water. You won't be able to do crap, but you'll be free.
But, Mark, a lot of people can find liberty tomorrow. I was at a meeting with Rich Goldman, who's very active in the Mid-Atlantic group for the Free State Project, was talking with some folks, and he asked someone, hey, what is the chance of, we're in Virginia, he said, what is the chance of, in your lifetime, Virginia rolling back the income tax and something else that had to do with education? And the woman replied, oh, that's impossible, and laughed. And Rich said, exactly. So why not move to New Hampshire where you can have more liberty tomorrow than you'll ever have in your lifetime here in Virginia? And that's what it's about.
That's a good pitch. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but you don't have time to call tonight because we're almost done. Gents, Pete, Jason, any final thoughts for our listeners here?
Just keep up the activism and keep up the good work. I'm honestly very inspired by the stuff you guys are doing out there as individuals and as voluntary interactions with groups and folks like that, so just keep it up and hit us up with any ideas you have.
Yeah, that's at motorhomediaries.com. Help me out with the ad.
Motorhomediaries.com.
Okay.
Right, so keep in touch with those guys there. They're going to keep in touch with us. You guys are going to be calling in from time to time as you're going around the country, letting us know what happens as things develop on the road, as they inevitably will. Motorhomediaries.com. We will be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes